Hey everybody, welcome to the Just the Runners podcast. I'm Bruce McIntosh, and this is episode 198. I'm gonna go to that. And joined momentarily by Christy Shoemaker. I was introduced last week, through email by Rick Belair. Be talking to her in a moment. Congratulations to everybody who made it into Boston. That 5:29, 5 minutes 29 seconds time buffer. That's was a big one. And I believe it's one of the it's definitely up there with one of the biggest in history. They were talking about I think the only year, I think it was a COVID year, was the only time it was a bigger one because they had to limit the field size. So we'll see. Hopefully, probably, I think we mentioned that last week. Well, we did mention we're talking to Bart, so yeah, we'll see in the future if they how much change there is in that.
Hello. Good.
Hello, Christy, how are you?
How are
Doing good. Thanks for coming on the podcast today.
you? Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Rick only told me a little bit about you. I think I've been following you on Strava or something, but I actually don't know very much about you at all. So it'll be a, I guess, a chance to get to know you. How are you doing
I'm
today?
doing well. How are you? I'm doing well today. I start had an early morning, got out for a nice run, and then I coached four kids at a invitational at Jackson Milton today, so that was fun.
That's great. Yeah, you told me you're really into helping kids. Have you well, why don't we start off with a little bit more about you? How long you've been running and what
So
got
I
you
started.
started?
Yeah, I started running in the late 90s. I'd say about 25 years running. I started to become more fit for tennis. I played college tennis and was trying to get into a little bit better shape. So I started with the half mile and then it kind of worked up there. And once I did my first 5K, probably around early 2000, 2002, I think I was hooked. I loved it. So I've done all race distances up through marathon. I'm not into the ultras, so I've up to the marathon so far and really just enjoy it. So probably 10K half marathon is my favorite distance, but that's how I got into it. I did a dabbled a little bit into triathlon, more for cross training, but running is definitely my favorite out of the three sports.
Yeah, I've never done a triathlon. I did a duathlon dabbling.
Okay.
Definitely a runner. What marathon did you have you done?
I did Columbus twice and I did the Napa Marathon, California, for a little vacation run.
Well, I'll be in Columbus next week. I haven't been out to
Oh,
California.
really?
Yes. Going back, second year in a row there for the that one. And
It's a nice, well-organized race. It's a good one.
I really like it, so obviously, since I'm going back, are you doing any local races for Youngstown, Peace Race, or anything?
I love the Peace Race, probably my favorite race. I'm doing that tomorrow. And I'm actually doing the relay for the Youngstown Half Marathon. So I'm excited about that this year, too. So yeah, I'll be doing those too. I'm marathon training miles. I haven't pulled the trigger to register yet, but I'm looking at Philadelphia Marathon, so we'll see. I like to just make sure that I'm really ready with family wise, miles wise, body wise before I make that registration happen. But I've been feeling good. But the local races are great. I do love, like I said, the Peace Race, Youngstown Marathon, so I'm excited for those coming up.
Yeah, I'm not running the Youngstown half,
Okay.
but we're doing a water stop. I believe we'll be at the bottom of Big Bear. So I don't know which part of the relay you're running, whether you'll see us or not.
Okay. Will you be at the peace race or
I'm not running it.
will
So
you have the you have when is Columbus at?
next week.
Oh yeah, well, that's
the 15th. So it's kind of like, oh shoot. Yeah, I didn't want to really do a race the week before. This year's been kind of different for me, where I normally run a lot more races, 15, and 12, 20 races a year. This
Wow.
year, I'm concentrating on just doing the training for the marathons.
Yep.
So,
We have fresh legs going into it.
how was Napa? I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, I loved it. It was Mar first weekend in March, so I'm more of a cool weather runner. So training through the winter, I really did enjoy. So that wasn't bad for me. And the weather there at the start, 40s, I think it got up to in the 60s, but it was really pretty point to point. So you get to run down what's called the Silverado Trail, and you really get to see all the vineyards and rolling hills. It's beautiful. So that was a good time. I'm glad I did that one. My husband and I just went out together. I didn't, obviously know anybody else going, but we made a fun trip out of it.
Yeah, sometimes those long ones can be a tough one to get other people to go to. I got a nice group
Yeah.
going down. We made reservations for dinner on Saturday for like 12 of us. So,
Okay.
and
That's a big group. We're all from Youngstown.
yeah,
Nice.
everybody's from Youngstown. Both there's a few. Well, through out of 11 people, we got a couple halves. Three people aren't running, coming down, my wife, and how many are doing the full? I think there's four or five of us doing the full. So, but Chad,
How many nights will you stay?
I'm staying Friday night and Saturday, coming back. I'm going down Friday, get down early. To me, it makes it easier flow for the day. And then, of course, my biggest problem is Saturday. I do tend to walk around a little too much. Yeah, that was one of the things last year I did it. Hopefully, I'll try to schedule some downtime and stuff so I don't do it. But it's a fun day. So I think I don't know, Chad Strong. Do you know Aaron Burns?
Yeah, Aaron and I did, we trained together for the Ohio Ironman. Yeah, the 70.3.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So did all of our a majority of our outdoor bike swim. So I know Aaron real well. She's great.
She's going down for the half. Her husband Brandon's running the full. And
Okay.
I've done a lot of training runs with Aaron and Brandon.
Oh.
So they're good friends of mine. And I'm trying to think if there's anybody else you might know. I don't know if you know Don or Scott or them,
No.
but yeah. No, it's all right. You also, what else? Well, we'll go back to you.
Yeah.
He said you've been involved in some local projects to help young runners get going.
Yes. I worked for about 15 years as a pediatric physician assistant, and I was really passionate doing that. Promoting wellness and kids being active and, trying to create healthy lifestyles for themselves. So that kind of always has always stuck with me. My family and I moved to the upstate New York area in 2020. We were there for a year, and while we were there, my kids participated in a track program. And I just thought it was so cool, everything that they were learning and how there really wasn't this program in the Youngstown area. And I knew I was returning the following year. So at that point, I started planning, thinking, how can I get this up and running? What would that look like here? I spoke to some of my running friends to get some advice, and I had a conversation with Mark Lipinski at Second Soul, and he was just as excited as I was to get it going. So we formed a board, and we actually turned it into a nonprofit. It's called Fast Feet Youngstown, and got the word out. It's in the spring. We just completed our second season. So it's an introductory track program for youth ages kindergarten through sixth grade, and they get to learn about all the five track and field events. We do age adjustable hurdles, 100 meter sprint. We do relay with nice plastic relay batons. We have a long jump. They get to jump into the pit. They love that. And then we do throwing events. We use a elementary style shot put and something called a turbo jav, which is basically a safe version of javelin. And then they also run about a half mile on the Boardman High School cross country course. So we do that over 5 Sundays. And then the last Sunday, we, instead of the half mile, they do a mile run, and we open the registration of that up to their parents, other adults, kids that might not be in the program. But we've had a lot of success, about 150 kids involved both years here. And then we take our proceeds and we make a donation to a local youth nonprofit. So the first year we picked Making Kids Count. And then last year we split the proceeds between Moab House and Comfort and Hope. So it's been great to give back and to watch the kids grow through track and be able to give back to the youth here too.
What age groups were these again?
Pardon me?
What were the ages that you...
So it's kindergarten. We say as long as they're 5 at the start of the program, up through 6th grade, so usually 12, we divide them in age groups. So they're all divided into their peer groups, and then they rotate through the events. But
no, that sounds like a lot of fun. And great way to get kids started as runners in the area and the track and field.
So when they start middle school, they're not complete. It's not all new. They've kind of had a little bit of an understanding and know the, you know, hopefully we're getting them some good techniques into the events and kind of can branch out from there.
Yeah. I think jumping into the sand pit might be fun, but at my age, I'd just break something. But
yeah, they encourage us to try to do it. I almost went for it once and I thought better.
I don't need to embarrass myself like that. Or...
That was my thoughts. Yeah.
So do you have kids of your own in it? Or?
I do. My son is in 6th grade this year and my daughter's in 4th. So they've participated in the last 2 years and helped me. My son's into tech stuff. So he actually came up with the name and is proud of that, Fast Feet Youngstown. But yeah, they're involved in it, and it's fun to see their peers, their in their grades, and it as well. Yeah.
Do you what's the future plans with Fast Feet Youngstown?
Well, we're gonna kind of keep on going as we have in the last 2 seasons. We've talked about doing different levels with kids that have done the programs already, and kind of increasing their skill level. But we will meet again this fall to talk about our 3rd season, and then we'll get into more of the details at that point. But we were very happy. We sold out this last season in 6 days, filled 150 kids. So there's a definite need for it in the community, and I'm just really honored that that people are so excited about our program too. So we'll be planning more, getting back and some meetings this fall about what season 3 will look like. I also coach at St. Charles. I don't know if Rick mentioned that, kindergarten through the same grade level, kindergarten through 6th grade. So that's where I was at.
What got you into coaching at St. Charles?
Well, there was a lady stepping down and I had reached out to her before, and she wasn't able to carry on the coaching job there. So I took that over. This is my 3rd year. That's where my children go to school. And so we have, when I first started a couple years ago, maybe 30 kids. This year we reached 59 kids on the team. So that's been fun. And then I take the older children to local invitationals, which I just started doing. So today we are at Jackson Milton. I had 4 boys that ran in their 5th, 6th grade races there. So we have our home meets. We do, there's 4 home meets at Mill Creek Park right by the splash pad there. They run along that down at the bottom of the hill and around the baseball fields. It's about a half mile. There's 4 of those, but then I added on 3 invitationals to, this year that we do in addition to that. And I think that's a lot of fun. Today was 2 miles. So that was kind of a farther distance than what they've been doing.
They're used to. Yeah. Well, I'm right down the road from St. Charles, so that's
Oh, nice.
I don't I'm from, well, I've been living in Boardman for 11, 12 years, something like that now. So are you originally from Boardman or from?
I'm originally from Beloit, which is out near, I went to West Branch, so more country, only about a half hour from here, but I lived in the Youngstown area, minus the 1 year we were in upstate New York since 2004. So,
Yeah, I was in Brookfield for the, that's where I graduated high school and lived there for quite a while. And well, when I was growing up, my dad was in the military, so we moved around some, and then he was originally from Brookfield, so I ended up there. Somehow I ended up in Boardman. But
Brookfield's not that far though from
no,
Boardman.
it's just basically the other side of Youngstown, but
Right.
the atmosphere is much different than Boardman. It's, you have everything out here, you don't have it there.
Yeah.
But I think so you're really into coaching. Where did you get certified, or is, was this something you worked up towards, or what kind of?
For fast feed, I did get my USATF level one certification. So I wanted to be able to make sure, I hand typed out a program for the track program to make sure we were doing all the right techniques for each event. So I did for that. As far as the running goes, I've learned on my own, running long distance for the last 25 years, just what works, what doesn't, that sort of thing. A lot of what doesn't in the beginning. So, but yeah, I did get that certification for fast feet. And it's been fun. I mean, I feel the one thing with the pre-middle school age, they're just starting to add that on to some of the, like I said, Columbiana Clipper race we went to last week, and then Jackson Milton today, and then Tuesday we're going to Newton Falls. It's really fun for those kids to run at the same venue as the middle school and the high school and kind of see what they would want to they'd be doing in the next couple of years. And there aren't a lot of local, not all the local schools have a pre-middle school cross country program in place. So I've definitely taken some of those kids on that have been very interested in running and built them into the St. Charles program. And they seem to be enjoying it. So I feel like they can, there's a lot of benefits that, adults and children have from running. So
Oh.
some of them, the mental strength, I even had one of the my sixth graders that, had a bad day at school Thursday. And then after the meet, I texted his mom, how is he doing? She said, you know what? He's in such a better mood. He's happier. And really it is like such a boost of it's a stress reduction. It can boost their confidence, resilience. And it's a positive outlet that I like to introduce them to that can help them forever. So, I think it's definitely a sport that is great if they have the interest to join in on it.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm always in a better mood after a run. But
Yep.
so, well, how many years have you been coaching now?
So for the school, it's been 3 years, and then fast feet, we did 2 seasons. So I was working full time prior to us moving out of state. When we came back, is when I started doing all the coaching. And that really, we moved back in the area, let up some free time and allowed me to be able to do that. And I've really enjoyed doing
Yeah.
that.
Yeah,
So.
sounds like a, I mean, it sounds like a great thing. And yeah, Rick, you said you were into that. I don't remember, he maybe you met, I don't remember the St. Charles if he mentioned it. He said you were a very enthusiastic runner.
Rick
So.
is on our board for Fast Feet. He's been a great help. He has so much experience that he's came up with different viewpoints at the board meetings and, just from what he's learned with his running and being involved in different boards with in Youngstown. So yeah, he's part of Fast Feet. He's a good speaker too. So when he's around at our events, he's always on the megaphone making everybody laugh.
I see that. Yeah, he's pretty, he's a great guy. He's got quite a run streak going,
He does.
and a few of
Yeah,
his
I know
ideas.
him on his thousandth. I think it was his 1,000th day. I don't know how he does it, but
I need a day off here and there. If I'm running 5 days a week, 6 days a week, I'm okay. Somewhere in there is the sweet spot for me. I need that one day off. They always seem so Monday seems always
Yeah.
seems like a good day to take off. But,
Yeah, I agree. Do you do cross training other than running, or
I
like
should.
things that
I did some bike riding, but then once I really got into the thick of the marathon training, that kind of gets pushed to the side. The one thing I'd really like to start getting consistent at, I really need to work at, is strength training. I don't just like body weight exercises of like 3 days a week. And I think for a lot of people that would make a big difference and help with injury prevention. Do you do any cross training? I know you mentioned about dabbling in triathlon.
Yeah, I did do that. I have not done a lot of tri related anything in the last couple years, but I do some strength training. I'll either do bar yoga or maybe like a strength training on Peloton. Probably not as much as I should. Once, twice a week if I'm lucky, but it definitely helps with injury prevention. And I agree. I like to have at least a day off a week. I feel like 5, 6 days most weeks is also my sweet spot as far as running goes.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm doing a lot of biking, I might, cut it down a little bit, but I don't do swimming, so did you do a lot of, you said you did a one to 70.3
I did a
try.
few, like I did yeah, I did some sprints. I think maybe a limp one Olympic and then the 70.3. I did like I would be go with Aaron and swim at Lake Milton, did some like at the Y's. I did laps in the pool, and then we did a few outdoor bike rides, some on the trainer. I enjoy the swimming more than the biking, actually. I find it kind of relaxing and more almost like meditative, especially in the lake. But I enjoyed that more than the biking.
I
Swimming in
always said if I did a triathlon, it'd be over quick because I'd probably just drown the first swim.
the They know they have safety for cut. There's a all kind, the first time doing it in the lake is a little over, nervous. It's there's
Yeah.
no, but they definitely, all the races I've done, I felt pretty safe with the support that's been on the course with the kayaks out in the
Did you
water.
actually do the 70 point, the Ohio one this year?
Yeah, not this year. No, I think it was 2019 was the year that I did it.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do the new course in Sandusky. I did it when it was in Delaware.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember telling it, they moved it to Sandusky a couple of years ago. All my triathlon knowledge, most of it comes from Aaron. So,
Yep. Oh, she's taught me a lot too.
she hasn't talked to me into doing one yet. So, I'm still numb.
Never say never.
Oh, I know that. How long has it been? When were your marathons you were talking about?
Well, I kind of like to spread those out, I guess. My first one was 2007 was my very first one. I was injured, probably had no business completing it, but I did. And then I second one was 2010. Those were the two in Columbus. And then 2020, I think I did one of the last races before everything shut down. That was Napa. So that's been, a few years too. I just find that I have a harder time once I get up higher in mileage with getting injuries, even despite my
Yeah.
best efforts. And I won't, I've learned that, if I feel that it's not going to be the right decision for me, I'm not going to push it. So, yeah, it's been a few years, but I'm excited if it falls into place this fall. Have an 18 miler under my belt so far. So,
Oh, you're good to go.
I feel like should be okay to go.
Yeah, I'm like the other way. I pretty much, like when Columbus opened in February, I was signed up and had my hotel room reserved and everything. I kind of need
Well,
that.
that's good. You can commit early.
Yes. Spring, I'm doing Toledo. See, last year I became an ambassador for Glass City Marathon in Toledo. I did the marathon there. Now this year I'm going to go back and do the half. I think we're gonna have another good group going there.
Okay.
So yeah, you can come join us in Toledo. You can do the half. Halves are
Yeah,
fun. They don't,
they
you don't have
are.
to get the half. You don't have to get quite the mileage. You can work, and if you work hard enough, yeah, you can still get, a good time and all that.
Yeah, I enjoy halves. I feel like they're still a great challenge and
Yeah.
it doesn't beat up as much. No.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do anything that's going to be beat me up more than the marathon. But
I would agree to that. How would you compare Toledo with Columbus? Just curious.
I like them both. I probably rate Columbus slightly above Toledo. There's a lot of things. Toledo's a very is a flat, fast course. Columbus is too, but I know there's a few spots in the second half. It's well put together. I like, I really don't have, I didn't have much bad to say about it. The weather worked out for both of them last year. Wasn't, and I mean, the course, there's a few spots on the course where there's lack of spectators because they put you on like a bike path, kind of like over there. And so that would be the only downfall of the course. But overall, I've liked that. That was my second time running it. So I ran it in 17, I think. The shirt was nice. As an ambassador, I got this extra shirt. And I got they had a jacket if you signed up early enough for the marathon. I really like that jacket. I mean, it's a real light jacket though. Columbus is one of my, it's probably my favorite marathon right now. I used to do Cleveland back in, oh, it was my second one in 07. Did it 5 years in a row. Now I'm,
Like the weather can be tricky there.
yeah, the spring marathons, that's the thing. It seems like there's a lot more trickiness or ups in that where you don't know what you're getting in the spring. The fall marathons, I've had a lot more consistency. And most of the time, it's not a bad day. So in Columbus, there's crowd support. There's more, it's a bigger race. There's more people in Columbus. They had 900 to 1,000 for the marathon in Toledo. Columbus was definitely bigger, but yeah, the crowd support for Columbus is unbeatable, and seeing the kids out there and stuff is very motivating from the
Yeah.
hospital. And so there were so many things going on in Columbus when I was there. And I actually, part of it, if you get the right group of people to go to a race in, I think you'll like any race you do. But there was a lot of
I would
things
agree with that.
that and I don't know. They're two of my favorite races. So if you like Columbus, I mean, I put Columbus just a little bit ahead of Toledo for me.
Okay. It was a warm day the first year I did Columbus. It hit 80 by the end of it. That was
Oh,
part of the
you did.
reasoning and for what'd you say?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to say
No,
that's a
it, that
warm
was
day.
part of the reasoning for me to maybe look at one that's in November, but you never know. October it could go that way though.
Yeah, because last weekend there was a lot of people racing. There was wine glass, and there was another merit. And I know Erie was in September, and it's like I don't know if I'd even try a September race anymore. And there is a wine glass is a great race, but they hit a hot day last weekend. This
Okay, I
weekend,
did wine glass last year, the half.
I did that. Not last year. I think it's been 2 years now. That was a great half. Did you, what
Yeah.
did you think of wine glass?
I like it. I picked it because it was a closer version of what I thought was similar to what Napa was for me, which was wine country, rolling hills. I really don't need, although there was crowd support, I don't need a lot of crowd support. I would rather see more views on the run, I guess. No, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a nice course, very pretty start and well organized. And they give you a little wine glass, some champagne at the beginning, so that's always a win. at the Ring
Yeah, the
Expo.
one last again. So, did they have the bottle of champagne last year? Or...
Yes, little mini bottles.
Yes, they've so you got that. It was such a nice town, and I went to the ex. I remember going to the expo. It may have been more opened up. I don't remember too much of with the COVID. I think we still had to wear masks at the before we started it or something. But going to the Glass Museum for the expo, and then I walked. Like I said, I have a bad habit of this. I ended up in the small in Corning, eating and
Right.
just walking around to see the towns in this finish line area and all that. But they
It
put on
is
a
nice how
cruise.
it's so close.
Yeah, she's it's everything's right there. I mean, you had to get up a little early because you got to take. I took the bus out to the, which it actually was a fun thing to do, being in there talking to all the other runners, and I didn't know anybody there, so that was to go out to the starting line. But don't get on
Do
the
you
wrong.
have with you in that race? You went by yourself on that one?
Yeah, still a good race. Don't get on the wrong bus if you go there, because it could be a lot longer.
Right. Yeah, that would be a bad mistake.
Especially if you're ready for the half, you end up in the. That was the race I forgot my shoes. I forgot my running
Oh.
shoe. I don't know how I did that. That I usually have everything packed 2 days to do. Like
How
two
did
days.
that work out then?
I went and bought a pair of, since it was only the half, I felt okay. It was and I wore them on Saturday. I ended up buying a pair of I went with the Brooks Ghosts because I ran with them. I had several pairs of them, had they were doing fine for me. So I bought a pair of Brooks Ghosts and ran in them. Their first run was a half marathon. But yeah, you feel kind of
Well,
stupid when you do.
I forgot my bib at a run before, and luckily it was a local race, so I had some help there. But I could definitely see myself doing that. And then you don't feel bad about buying shoes because you have to,
Feel that bad about it. Because
That's good.
I figured I was gonna buy a few things because I said I probably won't get back to Corning, New York very often. That turned into I wasn't planning on buying shoes that weekend. But and then there was a in the town that the little town strip mall, whatever it was there was a shoe store, so a running store. So I could have got shoes there. But I ended up buying them at the expo, so it worked out. I ended up wearing them, like I ended up running four half marathons in like 6 weeks, and I wore those shoes for all of them. So
Nice.
got my money's worth out of
Did
them, I guess,
well.
right off the bat. And
Yeah.
do you have it when you were talking about Philadelphia? You can't, you're not going to commit yet.
I probably will. I'm just making sure I have childcare lined up. I don't know anybody doing it, so it's a matter of if I have somebody, my husband, to go with me and my kids taken care of or coming with us, just figuring that out and then making it through. I have two more long runs that I would like to do another 18 and a 20. But I feel good when I'm out there. I haven't really had any persistent pain. So yeah, I probably will pull the trigger on it. I just haven't made that click yet, I guess. But
Don't wait
no,
too
I'm
long.
No, I know. I don't think it sells out. That would be a real bummer because but no, I don't think from what I've seen it does. I think it's more the hotel is something I need to secure before the registration. But no, I've been looking online. I probably will do that next week here. I think it's gonna happen. I just, like I said, I just like to make sure everything's in place and I feel good about it. So, but
Is it
I've
a,
talked, pardon me.
I just said, is that a flat course or hilly? I haven't heard really much about it, you know.
I listened to a podcast about the course, and I think overall it's not terrible, but there are some hills in it, and I think some longer ones even toward the later miles. So, something just to be prepared for. But I think all in all, like the net elevation isn't—I don't know the number—but it isn't that bad. I talked to Jen Trimble, and she said that she ran it last year. The conditions weren't great last year. It was really windy and very cold. But she said it was a little hillier than she thought. But I think if you're, we're, you know, training in Mill Creek Park, we should hopefully be prepared for some of those hills. And I enjoy hills. I get bored with the flat, and sometimes I feel like more, like my legs get hurt more with the flat almost. I like the very,
I've heard theory, if you're too much, I've been doing a lot of flat running out at the hike bike trip, or the bike trail out in Austintown. Because with Columbus, it's so flat. The repetitive motion on a flat course can actually wear you down more than rolling hills, because you do have a little bit of different muscles going up and down hills than you do if you stay totally flat. So there is.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. So we'll see how it pans out.
Any particular goal for it, or?
No, I don't think. I mean, I just want to have a good day, feel good, not, you know, make any mistake as far as going out too fast, be smart about my nutrition. I don't really have a specific time goal. That's about it. You know, I'm out there more to run happy, I guess.
That's, to me, that's the best way to be. Just get out, run happy, be. It's good to have goals, but you should be able to train and do a lot of your races still being happy and enjoy the experience, whether you make them or not. Hopefully I make my goals.
Yeah, I mean, I want to do well for myself, but at the same time, I don't want to put pressure on myself. I'm here doing it for fun. This isn't obviously a job. So I just want to enjoy Philly, enjoy the course, and feel good and do things, you know, smarter than maybe I have in the past.
Well, you're a run coach, you know, you gotta be able to back it up now.
Yeah. Yep.
Have you ever worked with a run coach?
I did. I worked with Caitlin Sapp. So yeah, I worked with her last year, maybe. I was coming off a long injury. So I was seeing her as a physical therapist, and then felt like it was a smart, natural transition to have her coach also, just to kind of help me get back into running. And it was great. I love the plans that she made. She was able to get me back into, you know, feeling comfortable running, running pain free, doing well. So I had her help me through that wine glass half last year. But yeah, I have worked with her. Right now, I'm just doing things on my own. Like I said, I really just like to get out there and run. So, and I enjoy making up my own plans too. So that's where I'm at. But I very much enjoyed her coaching.
Yeah, I know several people that are working with her or have worked with her in the past. I've been to her for physical therapy once, hopefully.
Yeah.
I like Caitlin. I like seeing her out running on the, huh?
I said, it's nice to know that there's somebody in the community that is so good at their job and that you can trust. But at the same time, I hope I don't have to go see her for that.
Yeah, I don't want to go see her for that. I'd rather see her for out on a run or something, pushing her baby around.
When was the last time that you were in her therapy? It's been a little while, you said?
Last 22 in March, I pulled a gluteus medius. Basically, it's a pain in the butt. And I ended up going to therapy for physical therapy and getting all. And then since then, I haven't had a problem. Okay. But I was supposed to run Canton Marathon. After that happened, I ended up dropping to the half. I got to the point I thought I was going to be able to run, walk it. And then I dropped something on my toe and broke my So, ended up just dropping out the whole thing. So,
you're finished, back on it now.
Yeah, I finished 16 marathons. I've signed up for 20. So,
those are still amazing odds in marathons. What is it, less than 1% of people complete a marathon? I mean, to run 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, you'll catch up. You're young. Is there anything else you'd like to mention today?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything. I No, I appreciate you having me on here. I'm happy to get the word out. If there's anybody out there that their kids are interested in running, I reach out and I'm happy to help.
Is there any contact information you'd share if somebody wants
Yeah,
to
I
get
can.
hold of you?
Sure, I can share. I have my through FastFeet, I have a Gmail account. It's fastfeetytown@gmail.com, or even I don't mind my personal email. It's klclair@yahoo.com. Either one's fine to reach out to me, but I would be happy to either myself get them into something or connect them with somebody that, the more children that can get involved in running early on, I think not only helps, like I said, for all the mental benefits, cross training for other sports, it can be very beneficial. So I'm happy to do that.
All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like a great program for to get kids into. And thanks again for being on here. I'll let you get going. And hopefully I'll see you out there running somewhere sometime. It'd be nice to actually. I'm surprised we don't actually know each other considering some of the friends we have in common. So
I know I recognize you in the park sometimes, but it's nice to speak to you here.
say hi anytime.
Okay, sounds
All right.
good.
Thanks a lot again.